Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And it is October 9th, 2020, and I greet every one of you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Let's remember that God is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heavens and the earth, and there is nothing new under the sun. The Word of God tells us that the thing that was in Ecclesiastes, the thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be. And there is nothing new under the sun. The Bible tells us that, can anyone look and say, here, this is new, or there, this is new, for it is already been of old. So we know that there is nothing new under the sun. We knew the thing that was is that which shall be. We also know that the Lord God is going to do the same thing that happened back in ancient times. Jesus, Yeshua said, as in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the days of the end. And as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so it shall be in the days of the end. What does it mean? In the days of Noah, there was much wickedness. Wickedness abounded. The sons of God came in unto the daughters of men during the days of Jared, the father of Enoch, and the father of Enoch, and then Enoch is Noah's grandfather. And we see that in those days, giants walked the earth, and these giants were actually Nephilim. They were the offspring of the fallen angels and the daughters of men. And we see today, as we live, the same thing happening again. In the last days, as in the days of Noah, sure shall be in the days of the end. In Genesis 6, it tells us about these unholy union between fallen angels and the daughters of men, and how the flood came, and the Bible said destroy all of them, but there's still many of them alive, and the Bible say, and after that, so that means after that, angels still were coming down, they were still falling, and they were still doing the same thing that they were doing before the flood. But today, in our day, you may ask, but there's no angels going out there and, sleeping with daughters of men. I'm like, well, yes, we may not see it in the bold and brazen way they were doing it back in the day, but just if you look at Ancient Alien, the shows on National Geographic and the History Channel, it tells you about, you see stories of women being abducted by these little gray men or these aliens. And they say that they have been poked and prod and in the most brazen way. And they just take these women. They just take them and do whatever they have to do with them. And some of these women came, just found themselves being pregnant. And then all of a sudden they were taken again by these aliens, and the baby is gone. And so as in the days of Noah, so shall be in the end. And what does it mean? It means that they're doing it again, and they're not little gray men. These fallen angels, they can transform themselves. The Bible tells us Satan can transform himself into an angel of light. And if Satan can transform himself into an angel of light, his ministers can do that also. So it's his ministers. So if Lucifer can transform himself into an angel of light, these demons, these fallen angels, can transform themselves into anything. They can transform themselves into little gray aliens to throw us off, to make it seem like, oh, they're aliens out of space. They're coming here. They're doing this. They're not merely alien. They can transform themselves to look like the ugliest being. They can transform themselves to look like the most handsome, the most beautiful being. So I believe that these gray aliens are not really gray aliens. They are literally fallen angels that are still kidnapping these women, just taking all the women as whom they choose, and have children by them. And these children are the giants that walk the earth today. They're not physical. They're not giants in physical stature, but they're giants in merchandising. They're giants in the way they rule and the way they do things. They are giants in their empires and their government. For instance, the Li family of China, they are very, very powerful people. They're like a dynasty, and they're very rich. They're talking about the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, the Bilderbergers, Bill Gates and them, and, the Queens and the Queen dynasties of England, all the kings and queens of England and Russia and all those places, and all in the Middle East, where they literally have dynasties that hand down from one generation to the next. These are the offsprings of the fallen angels that are like literally just like they were ruling back then, just like the pharaohs were ruling. They're literally offsprings. They're literally offsprings from the fallen angels. They rule with iron fists. They rule with brute force. And they hand down their empire from one generation to the next. They're the iron mixed with Mary Clay. According to, let me see if I can find it here. According to, they've, Daniel. The book of Daniel chapter 2. Let me see here. Daniel chapter 2, verse 41. Let me see here. Just read it. Okay. Daniel chapter 2, verse 41, talking about the fourth beast. The fourth kingdom, which is the last kingdom on this earth, shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and the toes, are the last kingdom on this earth. The feet and the, oh my God, I'm literally suffocating. The feet and the toes. Potter's clay and part iron, potter's clay. We remember mankind were created from the dust of the earth, from the clay of the earth. And now you see here, it's amazing how mankind is so deceived. It's amazing how mankind is so delusion. And, you know, many do not want to know the truth. They refuse to want to know the truth because the truth hurts. We are made from the dust of the earth, from the clay. And there are different and many shades of dirt. You have the really, really dark, 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 rich dirt. Dark dirt. You have the light of the variation. You have the reddish kind of clayish dirt. You have the reddish clayish, like clay. You know, I have the dark one. You have the light dirt. You have the brown dirt. And you have the really, 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 really light dirt. So there's all different variations of dirt. So we're made from the dust of the earth. And so, folks, whether you like it or not, Adam and Eve wasn't no white person running around with long white hair. They were literally black people. And we came from, and Messiah was dark skin, and the children of Israel is a bunch of black people, dark skinned people. And, you know, the house of Judah especially they were dark people. And so we have been had. History is a lie. Jesus, Yeshua talk about in Revelation talk about you know, woe be unto them who call themselves Jews but are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. We know that the people over there in Israel who call themselves Jews, they are not Jews. They are not the Jews. The Jews were taken out of Africa. They were taken out of Africa in chains. In chains, folks. Let me get to that soon because I really want to get to that. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part potter's clay and part iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with Mary clay, as the toes of the feet, part iron and part clay. So the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with Mary clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Who shall mingle themselves with the seed of men? Well, the fallen angels. The angels, the sons of God that came in unto the daughters of men. They shall mingle themselves with the seeds of men. But they shall not leave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And so we see here that these fallen angels are doing the same thing they did back when Enoch walked the earth. When Noah walked the earth, that's why the Lord destroyed the world back then because of the mixing and the wickedness of the bung, much like how there is much wickedness upon the earth today. You see, when you have wicked, fallen, powerful angels mixing themselves with clay, well, because mankind is kind of like a weakened state of an angelic being, because we are in this weakened state, we are in this flesh body, and we do not remember our former estate, and we are broken, we are clay, we are easily broken, and we are weak, and the iron that mixed with Mary clay, the iron is strong because they are angels, they are angelic beings, so they are very strong in power and in might and in knowledge and wisdom and understanding. But we have forgotten who we are, and so they're taking advantage of us. So we see all these rich families of the earth who are just a handful, but they are very powerful, and they rule the rest of humanity with an iron fist. And these elite, these rich men of the earth, these elite, they know who the true children of Israel are. Here, here, the Lord, this is what, this is a message the Lord gave Moses for the children of Israel in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 28. It's a long chapter. I'm going to verse 14 said, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand nor to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. And the children of Israel are very rebellious. The Bible, God called them as a wicked and stiff-necked armed people. But the Lord God loved them. And it was through the children of Israel, through one of the sons of Jacob, one of the sons of Isaac, and the Lord actually brought, you know, Yeshua through, the first son, Judah. Judah is actually the first son of Israel, of Jacob. Jacob. And through the lineage of Jacob, Messiah came too. So this is actually, this is why Lucifer, Satan is angry at the bride. This is why Satan is angry at the woman. And the dragon who saw that he was cast out into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. So the dragon, Lucifer, is persecuting the woman that brought forth the man-child. Who is the man-child? Yeshua HaMashiach. And who is the woman that brought forth the man-child? The woman, or the church, or actually the house of Israel. Israel brought forth the man-child through one of the sons, through Judah. And Judah is actually that seed line that Satan was after. And to Judah, you know, the man-child was brought forth, Jesus Christ, that Satan hates. And he knows how the Lord God loved Israel. He knows how the Lord God, Jesus Christ, said he came unto his own, and his own received him not. In John chapter 1, but as many as receive him, to them he gave, you know, the power to become sons of God. But God haven't forgotten Israel. God haven't stopped loving Israel, because not only, you know, everybody would say, oh, okay, God is, the Bible said that in heaven there's neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female. Yes, he did say that, because once we get there to heaven, and nothing, you know, we're not segregated anymore like we are here on earth, everybody's going to be as one in Christ. But for now, while we're here, you know, everyone that come to the Lord, whether you're a Jew or a Gentile, we are adopted. You're adopted into the family of God. But God still have love for Israel. And God haven't forgotten Israel. He haven't thrown Israel under the bus just because Israel was rebellious. But Israel is scattered throughout the four corners of the earth, according to the word of God. And it says here, so he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child, and the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she should fly, might fly into the wilderness, into a place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out water out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that she might be carried away with the flood, and the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the water which the dragon cast out of her mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which brought forth, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So the woman, the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. And this water, this, folks, the word of God is, oh my God, the word of God is, it's just so deep. And this woman that flew out, that went out into the wilderness, you know, to hide, literally, to hide from the persecution that was going on of the Jewish people, you know, the house of Judah and of the house of Israel. And what happened? Sin. They say the woman was given wings of an eagle, that she would fly out into the wilderness. And so, and then the dragon cast water out of his mouth as a flood after the woman. And this is when the house of Israel was taken literally upon the sea in ships to be bond women and bond men and bond men to be taken as slaves throughout the four corners of the earth. And this is the water, because they were on the water, that the woman to be carried away here out of his mouth as a flood after the woman, but that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood, carried away, you know, no one would know where they were, and to destroy them as a people. And the earth helped the woman. So let's jump down to Deuteronomy. The Lord is warning Israel. He said, "And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I commanded this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods and to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Folks, please, this chapter is too long, but I would like for you to, and I'll go over this next time I do this study. I wanted to read it, read this chapter of Deuteronomy, please. This is very powerful. Deuteronomy chapter 28. A whole bunch of curses that was denounced upon the house of Israel. Verse 16 says, "Curses shall you be in the city, and curses shall you be in the field." You know, in the city and in the field, where the locusts were destroying their crops, there was no rain. The cities, they were being overtaken by the neighbors. "Curses shall be thy baskets and thy store. Curses shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy cane and the flock and thy sheep. Curses shall be when thou comest in, and curses shall be when thou goest out." Oh my God, these curses, the Lord shall send upon thee curse and vexation and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand to do, for to do, until thou be destroyed and until thou perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until thou have consumed thee from off the land, whether thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with fever, and with inflammation, and with extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and with all pursue it until thou perish, and thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thy feet shall be iron. And if you want to read all of this, I want you guys to go and read these things. But I'm going to jump down all the way down to the bottom. Read it. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28. You can see that these children of Israel are actually these set of dark-skinned people, the Negroes. The house of Judah was literally ripped out of their land and was taken. Satan was after her, was after Judah, because she brought forth the man-child, and he persecuted her, and the remnant of her seed are being persecuted and chased and hated, and Judah is still being murdered in the street. They're still, the men are still being murdered, the babies are still being murdered in out of the womb, and the men are still being locked up. Judah is still being persecuted by the enemy, no matter where they go. I'm just going to read, if I'm going to jump down here, verse 58. If thou wilt not observe, just read the whole chapter of 20, chapter of Deuteronomy, and tell me what you think. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of the law that are written in this book, if thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of the long continuance, and soul sickness, and of long continuance. We jump down to the last chapter. It's actually 68 verses. The 68th chapter of Deuteronomy 28. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. This is a very, very important verse. This is one of the curse that came upon the children of Israel. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. Not physical Egypt, but spiritual Egypt. Everything is a metaphor. Not a metaphor, but that as it was, that it shall be in the end. So, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way where I spoke, where I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. So here we see one of the curse for the children of Israel for not obeying God's commandment is that God is going to sell them into, bring them into Egypt again with ships. Folks, back then they weren't brought into Egypt with ship because they were all in Africa. They went from one landmass to the next into Egypt on foot. But this time they were brought in ship into the new land of Egypt. Egypt is anywhere where merchandising, and they rule, like America is spiritual Egypt. England is spiritual Egypt. Australia is spiritual Egypt. And so, tell me another race of people other than Africans was brought by ship forcibly as slaves and spread out throughout all the land of the earth. Everywhere you can find black people sold into slavery. Tell me a different race of people other than black people that was sold into slavery and was brought in ship. No other race of people. So those imposters over there in Israel, they're not the Jews. They're not the real Jews. The true Jews were taken out of Africa. They were brought into America. They were given new names. They don't remember who they are. I'm going to read more of those. They say, thou shalt see it no more again, and you shall be sold unto your enemies, who bond men and bond women, and no man shall buy you. Nobody care about these dark-skinned people all over the world. They're hated for, people think they're hated because of their skin. No, they're hated because of who they are. They're the apple of the Lord's eye. They're the apple of his eye. And so Satan know who they are, and this is why they've been. And Satan's seed line, Satan's offspring, these white supremacists and these white people who are literally running around and killing black people, they're not who you think they are. They are the serpent seed line. But folks, this come to the end of my broadcast. I just love each and every one of you, and I pray that that each and every one of you just pray and seek the Lord for the truth in all things. Yeshua HaMashiach is coming back, and everyone is going to see him as he is, and everyone is going to know the truth. The Bible say in one, I don't even know, remember which part of the Bible, but they talk about, you know, I think it's in somewhere in Revelation, that I will bring them who say they are Jews but are not, but they are of the synagogue of Satan. I will bring them to bow down at your feet, and so that they will know that I have loved you, you children of Israel, you Judah, who have been ripped out of your land and sold into slavery and have been scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. They are going to come and bow down before you, before us, before the children of Israel, so that they will know that you are the children of Israel. So love you all in Christ, and seek him for the truth in all things, and read and study the word, and you will find the truth there. Love you all in Christ. Good night.